Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where would you have us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And Jesus said, "Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master says, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples." And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, Jesus sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto Jesus, "Lord, is it I?" And Jesus answered and said, "He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" He said unto him, "You have said." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And Jesus took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Matthew chapter 26, 17-30. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Mark 14:22-26. When the hour had come, Jesus sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then Jesus said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus took the cup, and gave thanks, and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to question among themselves, which of them it was who would do this thing. Luke chapter 22 verse 14-23. "I do not speak concerning all of you, I know whom I have chosen, but for the scripture to be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me, he has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes that, when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that will receive me, receives the Father who has sent me." When Jesus had thus spoken, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked at each other, wondering of whom Jesus spoke of. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter, therefore, beckoned to him, that he should ask who it should be of whom Jesus spoke of. The disciple who was lying on Jesus' breast said unto Jesus, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And when Jesus had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after receiving the bread, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That which you are going to do, do it quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent Jesus spoke this unto Judas Iscariot, for some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Judas Iscariot, then having received the bread, went out immediately, and it was night. John chapter 13 verse 18-30.